keeping you informed. This is Katy Country 94 and Z96.3 News.
This Kansas Information Network update is brought to you by Eaton Roofing and Exteriors.
I'm Victoria Cassell from 13 News. F-35 jets capable of carrying conventional or nuclear weapons took off from an air base in the Netherlands Tuesday as part of a NATO nuclear exercise that includes the United States. The Steadfast Noon exercise is being held amid heightened security around military facilities in Europe after a series of mysterious drone incidents, some of which have been blamed on Russia. Vice President J.D. Vance is in Israel to shore up the peace deal with Hamas after multiple instances of fighting have broken out since the agreement was signed last week. The administration says there won't be U.S. boots on the ground in Gaza, but American troops are part of the efforts to coordinate aid and monitor the ceasefire. In Topeka, I'm Victoria Cassell, 13 News.
This Kansas Information Network update is brought to you by Eaton Roofing and Exteriors.
Hi, I'm Barbara, and I work for Social Services. On our lobby wall, there's a picture of this kid I used to work with. She's all of 17 years old, and she's on one of those missing posters. Unfortunately, that happens to a lot of our kids who don't have somebody to step up for them. They stay in foster care for years, they aren't adopted, and they age out. They either wind up in jail, or they live on the streets.
The Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption works every day to find safe, permanent homes for children at risk of aging out of foster care before it's too late.
I adopted two teenagers from foster care. Their outlook on life changed. If I can do a little bit to help, it's worth it.
You can help too. Learn more at DaveThomasFoundation.org.
From the Weatherology Weather Center, this is your KD Country 94 weather forecast.
Here's a look at your local weatherology forecast. A frost advisory continues. Ample sunshine expected today with daytime highs approaching 69. Northeasterly winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Lows around 38 tonight, clear skies. 66 tomorrow, partly cloudy. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on Z96.3. Right now, 37.
At Schoen's Auto Repair, they know what you're thinking. They always look swamped. And hey, you're not wrong. They stay busy with the big repairs, but here's the thing. Schoen still makes time for the simple stuff. Oil changes, brakes, tire rotations, fluid checks, you name it. With 6 full-time techs, they've got the team to get you in, serviced, and back on the road fast. Just because they look busy doesn't mean they can't fit you in. So next time your car needs a quick tune-up, don't wait. Call Schoen's Auto Repair at 454-3318. Schoen's Auto Repair. Small town feel, big time service.
Coming up, it's Arcadian's KZDY Area Community Calendar. To see more information on upcoming events, visit our KD Country 94 and Classic Rock Z96.3 Facebook page. The Community Calendar is brought to you by Heart Choices Pregnancy and Parenting Resource Center, providing positive options and education to young women and men facing unplanned pregnancies, as well as parenting classes, life skills training, and material aid through an Earn While You Learn program. And Mitchell County Tourism. Be a tourist in your area and discover Mitchell County. Check out what's going on to explore, live, and grow at discovermitchellcounty.com. Beloit Seeking Serenity Al-Anon Group meets weekly on Wednesdays at 7 p.m. at Club 86. A weekly grief share grief support group will be Wednesdays weekly at 5:30 p.m. to 7 at the Bank of Tescott Meeting Room in Beloit through December 3rd.
Every Monday from 10 to 11 a.m., it's Bible study at the Beloit Senior Center. Any questions, call 785-738-5802. October 15th, Wednesday night bike ride. Meet up at the Solomon River Trail in Beloit at 5:15. Ride starts at 5:30. Bring your friends or make new ones. Weekly rides continue through October. October 22nd is the Hack Free Holiday Scam Awareness Meeting. Learn how to protect yourself from scams and what to do if you get scammed. Dinner at 5:30, discussion at at 6, held at the Fort Hays Tech North Central. Space is limited to 100 people, so RSVP to Stephanie Cadle at the Bank of Tescott at 785-738-2251. October 23rd, the Beloit Drive-Thru Trick-or-Treat from 5 to 6 p.m. Join the fun at Beloit's annual Halloween Drive-Thru, hosted by SNS Drug and Sharon Sawfield with Beloit Call. October 24th, a benefit meal and bake sale for Eric Stanton. Join from 5 to 7 at the Sims Event Center in Osborne. All proceeds help support Eric Stanton in his battle with cancer. Donations and bake sale items can be dropped off beforehand.
There will be a tailgate at the Lakeside football game in Downs Friday, October 24th at 6 o'clock at Lakeside High School. Pulled pork sandwiches, potato salad, baked beans, chips, cookies, and water will be served. For free will donation, all proceeds go to Lakeside After Prom.
It's a busy weekend. Start at the Beloit Holiday Fair this Saturday, October 25th at the Mitchell County Fairgrounds. 60-plus indoor vendors, food stand, and free admission. The Tangled Web Trick-or-Treat in the Park is Saturday in Alton. Crafts, games, prizes, and Halloween fun for the whole family. The Cocker City Trunk-or-Treat is this Saturday from 5 to 7 in the Cocker City Park. Decorate your car, bring candy, and join the community celebration around the park. Costumes are encouraged. Dalloween Town Movie Night in Scandia is Saturday at 6 p.m. in the park. A fun fall night with apple cider, hot chocolate, games, pumpkin decorating, and a bake sale. Movie starts at 6:30. Halloween Town and Hocus Pocus. Bring chairs and blankets. Moonlight Madness in Downs is Monday, October 27th from 5:30 to 7:30. Shop local during special store hours and spooky deals. Enjoy a chili and cinnamon roll to-go meal for $10, benefiting the Junior Chamber Scholarship Fund, and see Lakeside student artwork. Join the Kids Scavenger Hunt and Photo Fun. The Mitchell County First Responder Appreciation Dinner is at noon Tuesday, October 28th at the Glenn Elder Senior Center. All Mitchell County first responders are invited. RSVP by October 21st to 545-3444. There's a free grant writing workshop on Tuesday, October 28th at the Downs United Methodist Church at 5:30. Learn to write a strong grant proposal. See more info at osbornccf.org. The Haunted Trail is open October 29th from 7:30 to 9:30 at the Solomon River Trail in Beloit. Fort Hays Tech North Central hosts a spooky trail event. Admission is free will donation or 5 food bank items. Benefits go to the Willow Springs Courtyard Project. The Tipton Tag Soup Supper is on Friday, October 31st from 5 to 7 at the Tipton Community Building. Trick-or-treat soup supper with homemade soups and family fun. Downtown Osborne Trick-or-Treat is on Halloween from 3:30 to 5. Mark your calendars for the Osborne Holiday Fair at the Sims Event Center from 9 to 2 on Saturday, November 1st. Free admission, shop crafts, food, decor, clothing, and direct sales vendors. Listen live on Halloween night on Z96.3 for a special Halloween rock request. Show brought to you by Wholesale Liquor with Lydia and Blake from 8 to 10.
Thank you for listening to this week's Community Calendar brought to you by Heart Choices Pregnancy and Parenting Center and DiscoverMitchellCounty.com.